We have had extensive discussions with different people, including religious leaders from different religious denominations, groups, Taoists, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, various others. We have had discussions with grassroots leaders from Singaporeans or with Singaporeans from many different backgrounds, all walks of life. We have had discussions with LGBT groups and many more. And the general sense of the discussion is this. Many agree that men who have sex with each other should not be thrown into prison. Gay sex should not be criminalized. At the same time, most do not want any decriminalization to cause other major changes. In particular, most people that we have spoken with want the current position on marriage to be retained. And the current position is that the law defines marriage as being between a man and a woman. People don't want that to change. And people also do not want any change to the current policies that take reference from this definition of marriage. The government understands this view. In fact, we were aware of it even as I spoke in Parliament in March. And, you know, discussing with Singaporeans has sort of, you know, confirmed that. We are now considering how best to achieve this balance. The two questions we are dealing with are therefore, one, what is to be done with Section 377A? And two, at the same time, we are also considering how can we safeguard the current legal position on marriage from being challenged in the courts so that it does not get challenged like the way Section 377A was with a series of cases. These matters really ought to be discussed in Parliament and decided in Parliament and not decided in the courts.